Okay, Simon Nun Hey, Sif Beis. All right, talking about Hilchos Brachos and the order of Brachos that you have to make. So, Beis. In Kulon Hain Mimin Shiva, if you're eating all the shivas, I mean, this is mamash negeya to Tu B'Shvat, 48 hours from now. If you're eating all the fruits and they're all from the shivas aminim, b'shavan and you like all of them. So tarach lahakdim ezesh ikdimo apasik. Then the order that you do with the shivas aminim is you have to do it with what order the pasuk says it. The eretz basra shenamim pasuk hifsek lo yaseidem. The eretz basra stops the seder, meaning what is the pasuk? What's the pasuk again? Eretz. I should be embarrassed that I'm not how does it go again? Eretz chita sa'ira gefen. Then Rimon, right? And then Eretz of Zeis, Shemenu Dvash, something along those lines. All right, so it says Eretz twice in the Pasuk. So basically, you go in the order of the Pasuk. So the Eretz Basra that's said in the Pasuk, because it's Eretz is twice, stops to say the Nimtza Lefiza, Ki Tamarim Kaidun La'anavim. Dates come before grapes. Tvisha Tamarim Heim Sheni La'Eretz Basra, because Tamarim are the second to the second word Eretz. Anovim heim shlishi le'eretz kama, and anovim is the third fruit that follows the first Eretz. Meaning, whichever Eretz, you have the Eretz twice in the pasuk. Whichever fruit is closer to Eretz, makes no difference whether it's the first Eretz or the second Eretz, goes first. But v'dafka anovim, but that's only specifically for grapes. Aval yayin, but wine, kiven shu davar chashuv. Since wine is a davar chashuv, a kavul loy bracha la'atzmer, and we kaveh a bracha to itself, hu kaidem l'chala peiros, then it goes before all other peiros. Gimel, ha diyesh maila lemin shiva. This that is a maila to the shivas haminim. Davka shenigmar a pri. That's only when the fruit is ripe. Our pri shaloy nigmar ain loy maila. But if the fruit is not ripe, so it has no maila. The loy mishtabach krovim idi the loy chazi, because the pasuk is not praised with something that's not really edible. If you eat it not in the intended way, you're just chewing the wheat, then it doesn't have kedima. So if you get a shechianu fruit for Tu B'Shvat or one of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, but the fruit itself is not ripe, so then don't make a bracha on it. It does not get the kedima. So let's say you have something in front of you that's Bara Priya Eitz and Bara Priya Adama. So you have a fruit and a vegetable. And you also have something that's Shahakol. You want to eat from both of them. So Birchas Bara Priya Eitz or Birchas Bara Priya Adama Kaidmas. First Ha'etz, then Bara Priya Adama. Shein Chashuvas, they're more Chashuv. Why are they more Chashuv? Shein Mevairaras Yaisa. Because they're more specific. Shein and Poitras Ela Min Echad, because they only pater one type of min. For Shaakol, he bracha kalelas harbe. And Shaakol, like we learned, Shaakol includes everything. Because what's the bracha Shaakol? Shaakol niyeh bedvari. Everything was created with his words, meaning with Hashem's words. So it includes everything. So we start with the brachas that are more case specific, they're considered more chashuv. And even if the thing that's shahakal you like a lot more, you have to make a first bara priyates and bara priyadama. By the way, this is all. I don't remember who says this, but meaning, let's say you sit yourself down to a meal, all right, a regular supper or lunch, and they. You go to yeshiva or something that's and they put down all the food. So the food they have there is I don't know, let's say they have fish. So it's charcoal. But then for dessert, they have cake. Does that mean that you have to eat the cake first? Because, or at least make the bracha on the cake first, because that's mezainis. Or let's say they put down some fruit. So now you have to make ha'etz before you eat your steak, let's say. So from what I understand, the Pais can say that that would not be the case, meaning that's when you're holding by eating both of them together, then you put in the kadima. But you don't plan on eating the dessert till much later, then you don't have to make the bracha on the cake first. Fine. Hey, birchas barim mina mezonos kedemus gamal birchas hayayin. Barim mina mezonos comes before wine too. Umikol shekain and for sure hamaitzi, meaning that hamaitzi comes before wine. Shari kedemus gamal birchas mina mezonos because hamaitzi comes before mezonos, meaning because hamaitzi comes before mezonos. Velochein, right? We all know where this is headed. So if you're supposed to make hamaitzi before you make hagafen. For what's going on Shabbos. L'chein b'Shabbos yomtiv kishem kaddish al hayayin, when you make the bracha on the yayin, tzarech l'chasis is a pas sh'la'ira b'shtoi. You have to cover over the bread so it shouldn't be embarrassed because it's not supposed to be done in that order. The bread is supposed to go first. So because we're not doing it first, so then we cover it over. Now, why are we talking not doing it first? Because the Chachamim Misaken that when you have a day of Kiddushah, so you have to be Mekadosh at Al HaKos first before you do anything. And you can't, so therefore you can't wash first. Shemakdimin loy birchas hayayin b'chein b'shachris shemakadosh v'ochel mina mezonos and b'shachris when you're eating cake, etc. Tzoruch l'chasoyis and b'shasa kiddush, you need to cover it over b'shas kiddush. But there are those that disagree and say by cake you don't have to, but we'll see that later on. Bez Hashem in Hilchas Shabbos. Now, this concept with the covering is on Rosh Hashanah by night, right? This always comes up because there are some of the Yehi Ratzons are dates, pomegranates, right? And many people have the minhag to make the bracha on the apple first. Now, the apple doesn't go first, like we learned, because Shivas Aminim from Eretz Yisrael go first. So then, why does everybody in Klal Yisrael or many people make on an apple? So really, you shouldn't. But it seems like that's the minhag. So what some Paiskim can say to do is the same way by Kiddush. You cover over the challah, and then you make the Kiddush. So then you should also cover over the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, and then make your bracha on the fruit. Okay. Simen nun vav, din tois bebrachas. Somebody makes a mistake in brachas of Bai Zayin Sifin. So ta berech halalechem gomer baramina bezanis. You'd be surprised how often this question gets asked. Really not so much this question, but that somebody said ala michi instead of berachas amazon. If I made a mistake, I made a bracha on baramina bezanis on lechem. I'll pass kissing in hamaitzi, or you took cake or pretzels or whatever it is, and you made hamaitzi on them. Then yotze, you are yotze. But if you make a bracha on a cooked food, even if it has grain in it, hamaitzi, then you're not yotze.
I thought that only works for Shahakol.
What do you mean?
Shahakol has it in his bracha of everything, but Amotzi Mizonos don't have it.
No, but that's what, yeah, no, that's not the case. They do have it.
How?
Because it's lechem, it's bayre mine mezainos.
Oh, because
And
Mizonos
lechem min haaretz, right? That's what he's saying. So bayre mine mezainos works for mighty lechem min haaretz. And a mighty lechem min haaretz works for mezainos, because mezainos, ultimately, if you eat enough of it, you have to make hamotzi. So there's a connection between the two. But to make hamotzi on a pasta, that wouldn't work. Right? And then there are those that say because ultimately wheat comes from the ground. So how about maybe you say Bayer Pri Adama? What happens if you say Bayer Pri Adama on wheat or flour? So that's a machlokes. All right. Okay. Fine. Let's say on grapes you say bayer pri hagafen, then you're yotze because there's a connection there. If you make a mistake by the bracha achrayna berach ala gefen, You say Allah Geffen when you ate grapes, Yotze Yotze Shere Gam HaNoven Pri Geffen Heim, because grapes are pre of a Geffen. Right? Beis To Berach HaPri HaEitz Bari Pri HaAdamah. If on a fruit you make a mistake and you say Bari Pri HaAdamah, I'll show you Shneim L'fonov, or they're both in front of you. V'tov V'hiktim L'varach HaPri HaAdamah V'rescham L'iftov Bazeh Gamas Pri HaEitz Yotze. If you had fruits and vegetables in front of you and you made the bar priya adama having in mind the fruit. So then your yotze shari gamma eats yonik min adama because a tree also gets sustenance from the ground. Right? Aval and berach al priya adama bar priya eats. But if you do the opposite and you made a bar priya eats on a vegetable, lo yotze, you're not yotze because it doesn't have any, there's no connection there. Lachenim hum esupik be'ez pri. And if you're doubtful what type of bracha to make on a fruit, and who priyates a priyadama, which inevitably will happen with all the oddball fruits that, whatever, I don't want to chas v'sham, I'm not saying oddball from in that way, meaning all these weird looking fruits, and you don't even know what they are, fruit, vegetable. Levara, shum eifin, you cannot clarify in any way whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, then yivarech lo bar priyadama, because that's the safer bet. Make butter priya adama. Gimel to berach al yain butter priya eitz. Let's say on wine you say butter priya eitz. Im niskar miyad. So if you remember right away, yomer toki deidibur. You say toki deidibur butter priya gofen. Im loy niskar miyad. And if you didn't remember right away, then yotze b'di'evad. You yotze b'di'evad. Dalit al kol davar afilu al pas val yain. On anything, even on bread and wine. Im to berach shah kol yotze. All right, like we've been saying, if you say shall call you yotze v'ayin le'el simen nun sif peis, fine. Last sif for the night, sif hey. Af al pish lechatchil tzarich l'daktik l'chavan al mashu mevarich. Even though lechatchil you have to be very careful in what you're making the bracha on. Meaning, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to know what is going on. You can't just decide, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a bracha baruch to Hashem, and then when you see what it is, then you'll decide whether it's shakol or baramina mizinus. You can't do that. But what the kitzur is saying here is that you're supposed to have kavanah. Mikamakim b'di'evad imtah b'kavanah. If you made a mistake with your kavanah, what does it mean? Kigoyin shalokach b'yodi kais. You took a kais kasavar shu yayin, and he thought that it was wine. Uberach al das shu yayin. And he made the bracha with the das that it's wine. The kaidim shomer bar priya gofen, but then, meaning he said baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech haolam. Then he looks, and then he says nisk, and then he realizes niskar. He remembers shu mayim oy shechar. So he sees that it's water or beer. V'siyim on the fly, he finishes hakol diyabed varay. And the kitzur says it niyah because that's what he paskin, but many say it's niyah. Ain it tzaruch lachzer levarich. You don't have to go back and make a new bracha. Because of a tois in a bracha, you don't have to go back. Meaning, even though his baruch atah Hashem, he thought he was making it on wine, which means his baruch atah Hashem was incorrect. But b'di'evad, since he finished it correctly, then it's okay. And for sure, if he made the mistake, the opposite. He thought that it was beer or water. And he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, having in mind that shakol, but before he said shakol, he remembered that it was wine. He's yotze. Why? Like we said, because shakol works for everything. So it works for Baruch Priya Gofen too. Because even had he finished with his original kavana, which would have been shakol, He still be yatzu because shakol covers everything. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and hopefully not have to come on to these halachas of making brachas by mistake. Right, but take a kitzur, have it on your phone, have it on your phone, and then yeah. All right.
Valdi.
Have a good